Comedy Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Texas Land and Cow.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Just saw this tweet from John Solberg, our buddy over at the FX Network. He said 11 years ago today, 11 years ago today, we at FX ratings, we at FX had ratings news that forever changed FX and basic cable as The Shield debut delivered 4.8 million viewers. He's right. Do you remember all the times that we talked to the cast from The Shield, including that monumental interview that we did? Was it right after the finale or right before the finale with, what's his butt?
Walt.
No.
With who?
With
Chiklis?
With Chiklis. On the phone, we were at training camp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just, we had gone out and played golf that morning.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was right, was the final episode?
Yep. Was because it, you, because we had already known that Lim had just gotten killed, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was really sad about it. And it was, remember he talked about how hard it was for him to keep that to himself? Because he was
right.
super bummed out that he got eliminated from the show because they all love that show so much.
Yeah, and but every time we talked to one of those guys, they would say the same thing, that hopefully someday their show will be what The Simpsons was to Fox. What their show will be to FX, what The Simpsons was to Fox.
As far as getting it off the ground and legitimizing it?
Basically launched the network.
Mm-hmm.
They're right.
Yes.
The Shield launched FX.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a few hits to keep it going.
Now
that's
the
really
great.
Hard thing is, you know, once you get that mojo going to keep it going, and they've managed to do that.
They've selected their shows very carefully, I think. They've had a couple of missteps, but, you know, you look at it compared to the missteps of NBC and ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they got to be pretty picky, too.
And, you know, when you have one that's successful, that gives you a little wiggle room.
Yeah, it does. And people, you know, if it wasn't for The Shield, would we have jumped over there and started watching some of those shows? Probably not. Probably not.
It was a great show.
Boy, was it ever. It's one of those I'm going to have to go back and rewatch at some point.
I think with those shows we'll go back and watch when we're crazy old men and retired.
Right, talking
I'm
about how...
I'm going to watch The Shield!
Yeah. Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi, Deez.
Hi, Muse fans. Thank you.
Hi there.
Call them Musers.
Good to see you all.
Musers.
Musers of the airways.
What are you, Muses?
The Fort Worth Zoo thought that they would launch a promotion coupling spring break with Half Price Wednesday. Now, this is like their wind down Wednesday without wine.
Right.
What?
Like Texas Land and Cattle, our fine sponsor of this segment has.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like spring break.
You said that yesterday.
Yeah, and I still don't. It's done nothing to make me like it.
Did you ever, I think I know the answer to this, did you ever go on a spring break trip?
Oh.
Oh,
no.
I'd have to think about it.
Oh, no, little buddy.
I bet I did.
Nah, probably not.
Oh, you mean like when I was in high school and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have it in high school.
They didn't have high school? I mean, spring break?
No, you got 2 days off for Easter, and that was it. You got off a Thursday and a Friday,
and
that was it.
Did you go?
No, nobody did.
Oh, my.
It wasn't what it is now.
What about in your 12 years of college? Did you ever go to Panama City?
Did you
go
to Cabo?
No.
You never did?
No.
Did you go to Bachman Lake?
And you've been to Mexico, right?
Let's do this right. Bachman Lake, moving Mavs. Did you take the wheelchair basketball team with you to Bachman Lake?
Now this is how you party.
No, finish your story.
Didn't you fake being handicapped to try to scoreboard the wheelchair basketball team at UTA?
No.
Did you buy a donkey so you could be on the donkey basketball team? Tour Texas?
Playing my slam dunking donkey.
Probably going to get out of this.
Playing my gym when I was in middle school. Because, yes, that happened.
How are we going to get out of this?
So, anyway, pray for Mike for not being able to round up enough people to go to spring break.
Yeah.
But also realize, throw an extra one in there for me while you're at it, just for old time's sake. They coupled spring break with half price Wednesday. At 11 a.m. this morning, traffic was bumper to bumper on University Drive, well south of I-30. Which means traffic was essentially backed up for miles with people trying to get into the Great Fort Worth Zoo. Vehicles exiting the freeway. Let's see. They face backups of 3 miles.
Wow.
And TCU, I guess, hosted a baseball game in the afternoon. And so traffic was expected to be a problem all day long.
Because of spring breakers. Right?
Spring break and half price Wednesday at the zoo.
My buddy lives right by the zoo. And I bet he's like hating that life.
Yeah, that's a pretty big brag right there. I don't know anybody who lives over there.
You got to be wealthy to live by the zoo.
You really do. You need to have a big chunk of change. It doesn't hurt. And I know where your buddy lives, too. He's got a kick-ass house.
You been over there?
No, you've told me where it is and all about it, though.
Good God.
How rich he is and everything.
It's nicer than Mark Cuban's house.
Totally. By the way, admission is only $12 for adults at the zoo. And for children, $9 for kids 3 to 12, and toddlers 2 and under are free. But, you know, that's...
Well, you ought to go.
Dude, I am going on Saturday, for reals. Look at the crowd there. That's outside the entrance of the zoo. That looks like a freaking soccer match in London, doesn't it?
Looks like a rock show.
It's unbelievable the amount of people trying to get in there.
What animals does Fort Worth have at the zoo now?
Moo.
Bear.
Who?
Woof. Ruff.
Ruff. Cock-a-doodle doop.
Sounds like they have all of them. And lots of goats.
Yeah,
so many goats.
A vast array of goats.
I heard a snake in there, too.
Uh-huh.
Woof.
Bad dog. Bear.
Beer bear.
Beer bear.
Ruff.
Ruff. Ruff.
Woof.
Sounds like a goat.
I tell you. And now you're seeing our dog collection. We have 3 different breeds. Right. Ruff.
Ruff. Ruff.
Woof. 4. We just added one.
Oh, man. I love the Hardline Zoo so much. Wednesday. Oh, see, the Hardline Zoo is always half price.
Always.
Is it lame that we trick our kids? And my parents did the same thing when I was a kid, and I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
They trick me, and I'm doing the same to my kids. I'm tricking them into thinking we're taking a vacation when we're just going to Fort Worth. And staying at a hotel for a couple of nights. But to them, it's like you're cheating on a test and getting away with it. Because you're not sleeping at home. You're in a hotel. And it's all fancy and cool looking to them, even though it's a dump.
The drive took you 15 minutes.
They don't know that, though.
Are you bringing a thermos of Coors? Yes.
I don't know if I'm bringing it, but there probably will be some form of thermos.
I don't think
that's tricking.
It was for me. Like my grandparents would meet us, the ones that lived in McKinney. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
You're hopeless today, man. Why don't you take tomorrow off?
Wow.
They live in McKinney. Whoa.
Man.
She was wearing a long black wig. Man, I hadn't done that in a while. That was pretty cool. Shut up, Sean.
What? My mic's off.
Heard you cackling.
I love you, Corby.
What a day. What a day today.
Oh, what a day. And it might be even a better tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Sha-na-na-na-na-na. Live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
Anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, my parents would trick me into driving me over to Dallas. And dropping me off with my grandparents who would come in from McKinney. And we would stay at some hotel. And the only thing I knew was that the hotel had a pool. And that 2 days there was better than 2 days anywhere else. Like, I was on vacation.
Yeah, sure, that's like a vacation. I don't think that's tricking anything.
pretty lame, though. As a kid, you don't know, though.
Yeah, I mean, all you know is you're someplace cool that's not your house.
Right.
I don't think that's tricking.
Do you want to hear about the large cow in the middle of the highway?
Yes. What is this?
There's a large cow on the freeway, Mike.
What is this voice you're doing? You don't sound
this
right.
This is a very interesting parody you're doing here.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is sad.
I think the story should be delivered in this voice.
Yes, I do, too.
This is very sad. 21-year-old Sarah Elizabeth Hopkins of Crandall. Where's that?
The Pirates.
East Texas. And
that's
don't
to
ever
the southeast of us.
Don't ever speed through that mess.
Yeah, I had an uncle that lived there.
Uncle Shorty?
No, Uncle Dawson.
Sounds scary. Oh. Did he have a creek?
No. I'm never mentioning him again.
I didn't know. That's why you hate that bit, because... Open up your mouth. Did Uncle Dawson do bad things or something?
No.
Mike?
He was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was legit.
Come on in here, Mike.
Unlike Uncle Shorty, he was legit.
Do you like beer?
And candy? Tonight, on a very special Dawson's Creek.
Dawson?
Doesn't that bring back wonderful memories, Michael?
No, it doesn't.
Come on. Do you like candy, beer, and free rides on ponies? Step into this blacked-out room. All the ponies you want, Mike. Anyway, we're burying the lead here about the cow. 21-year-old Sarah Elizabeth Hopkins of Crandall was riding in an SUV that hit a large cow on Highway 287.
And?
What'd the cow do?
Did it kill the cow?
What happened to the cow?
First off, do you know how much damage a cow can do to your car?
Oh, it can do a lot of damage, Corby. Break room.
I thought I'd let you know there's a large cow in the break room. Well, what happened was she hit the cow and she gets out of the car. She was fine.
Yeah.
She got out of the car and was standing along the roadway when a second vehicle also hit the cow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The cow got hit twice.
All right.
Oh.
Corby, did you know one cow plus one cow equals two cows?
Moo, moo.
I know somebody who's having steak for dinner.
And milk.
All you can drink.
You know, Corby...
Is this too inside?
I don't know what
Way
it is.
Way too inside. That's all right, though.
I don't know what it is. So the second driver hits the cow, loses control, and that vehicle struck the initial driver of the car, 21-year-old Sarah Elizabeth Hopkins of Crandall. Mm-hmm. And she was killed.
Well, that's not funny.
No, I told you. It's a terrible story.
You're making a joke of this, Corby.
No, and I'm not finished with the sadness. The cow apparently died as well.
It's terrible.
That's one less cow for the world.
That's one more cow that'll never make its way into the break room.
I guess you could look at it that way.
That is one.
One less cow.
It's a very unique perspective, but...
that will never make it into the break room. Yes, folks, if you're listening, we once had a large cow in our break room.
We have no
idea how it got there.
We did not. There was never a cow in the break room.
Well, there's a drop.
The news was broken
there's
to
a
us
drop
by the
in
fake
there.
Mark Phillips.
In the Cumulus Cafe.
Yes. I don't mean to upset anybody, but there's a giant cow in the break room. All right, quit.
Okay.
Just stop.
Yeah.
All right, did you hear him?
Yeah.
All right, 6:35 on the ticket.